It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, an aerospace engineer says it's time to get serious about pollution in Earth's orbit.
First, last summer, Governor Scott Walker and Republicans in the legislature approved a law that requires all doctors who perform abortions in a state to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of their clinic.
That regulation was put on hold, awaiting a court ruling on legal challenges. The trial begins today, began earlier today. It's expected to last through the week.
WPR reporter Gilman Halstead joins us from the courthouse now. Gil, good to have you.
Well, thanks for inviting me on.
Well, this ruling has been on hold pending the court's decision. What's the crux of the legal disagreement here?
Well, the crux is that the people challenging the law, Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, is that the law is unnecessary and will actually make it difficult for a large number of women to get an abortion because it will require the closing of a clinic where doctors who perform the abortions there have not been able to get the admitting privileges that the law requires.
And as the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports it, they're contending also that certain doctors are being treated differently and, I guess, unfairly compared to other doctors. Is that something that you're seeing unfold?
Well, I don't know if I could use that value judgment being treated unfairly.
Well, that would be their argument, not.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I haven't even heard it stated that it's been unfair. It's more than that they have found it difficult to get these admitting privileges for a number of reasons that have been discussed during the testimony today. One is that the doctors contend that the hospitals don't want to give them admitting privileges because they won't be admitting very many patients, so they won't be providing business to the hospital, and the doctors, you know, find that sort of ironic because the reason that they are being asked to get admitting privileges is because there may be complications which are very rare, and so in order for them to get privileges, it would sort of, I mean, it sounds odd, but they would have to be able to guarantee that there'd be more complications in a procedure that is, by evidence, very rare. The other reason is that they believe some of the hospitals are concerned about having doctors that perform abortions having admitting privileges at their hospital, that stigma that might lead to protests outside of a hospital. All of the three doctors that testified today all talked about experiencing regular harassment in their work at the clinics as well as at their homes sometimes with threats and people going to their house, to their neighborhoods and knocking on doors and telling their neighbors that their neighbor is a murderer or a baby killer.
Now, should this law go into effect, how would different clinics in the state be affected?
Well, the contention of the people of the ACLU and Planned Parenthood is that because they haven't been able to get the admitting privileges required by the law, that they would have to close, one clinic would have to close in Milwaukee, and the other clinics where some doctors have finally been able to get admitting privileges would have to take up the slack. And that would mean a much bigger load at those clinics, and it would mean that abortions would be delayed to later in the gestational period of the pregnancy, which makes them riskier, and that many people, women who, you know, don't want to be delayed for obvious reasons would end up having to go out of state and sometimes would not be able to do that just because of the time and expense involved in doing that, and therefore would be their health would be put at risk.
Now, this case is expected to last about 4 days with the ruling,
right,
a decision coming within the next week or so after that. What has the scene been like at the courthouse today?
Well, it's been, I'd say it's been peaceful. There aren't any protesters outside, if that's what you mean. But this last bit of testimony that we've just been, I've just been listening to just before this call, has focused on some rather graphic descriptions of the few complications that at least one of these doctors was involved in having to deal with after she performed an abortion at a clinic and the patient had to be taken to a hospital. So that's been kind of a little bit difficult to listen to, and there have been some objections from the defense about how graphic things need to get in describing the problem. So that's, other than that, it's just been this. You know, these witnesses are the ACLU Planned Parenthood witnesses, and so they have sort of friendly questions, I guess you might call it, being asked of them, and then it's in the cross-examination from the Department of Justice attorneys that things get a little bit contentious.
Now, there are other states with similar laws, either on the books or in legal challenges we are seeing here in Wisconsin. How does Wisconsin's law, as it stands, compare to the rest of the country?
It's essentially the same law that's been challenged or enforced. As I understand it, there are actually 8 states that have this law in effect. And I think we heard just in the story that Kristen Durst read from the Associated Press that Alabama and Mississippi, the law is on hold in a similar way here. And in Texas, it was upheld after a court challenge.
And is there a chance that this will make it to the Supreme Court?
I don't know if I can make that kind of prediction, but I think it would be safe to predict that it's going to, no matter which way Judge Connolly here rules on it, it's going to end up at the 7th District Court of Appeals in Chicago, one side or the other, depending on how he rules. Well, I think it's pretty much guaranteed to appeal it to that level.
And Gil, I want to ask you that one thing, one feature of the next 4 days in what's being decided there at the court is that there will be a trio of experts who will be sort of talking amongst each other, trying to get at some of the issues here. Can you describe what's going to happen then?
I have I can't, Veronica, because I haven't been able to talk to any of the attorneys about what the sort of order of events is going to be in the trial. I mean, we heard 3 experts today, if that's what you're referring to, the ACLU's experts, and we're going to be hearing the Department of Justice witnesses as well, who will be supporting the law. I guess I hadn't heard that there was going to actually be an interchange between experts. I mean, they're going to be on the stand.
Right, and it's something I'd read in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article again, and it's. I wish I could fill in more than my question, but it will be a trio of experts who will be kind of talking to each other, trying to get at different aspects of the case, but we can hear more about that as it unfolds later in the week.
Yeah, I look forward to being able to describe that to you, but there hasn't been any discussion about what that's going to be like. I was just expecting that we're going to hear doctors who have performed abortions who, as I said, the ACLU doctors say, feel the law is both unnecessary and will cause problems for women, and those who say that we really need to have this law to protect the health of women.
And we'll leave it there. Gil, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Gil Halstead, WPR reporter, covering the trial of Wisconsin's law that requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals.